Okay, I'm just going to do an update. It's just coming across the wire because it's Friday and the Muslims go to prayer. On War News 24/7, thank you, Paul and Adrian. This is really critical. And this just came out. And the title of is Jihad Opening Ceremony Against Israel, France, and the EU with the Sword Inside Hagia Sophia. Erdogan, our brothers, will put the French Republic on the guillotine. So I'm going to summarize the paragraph. Turkey is playing into the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, and it recognizes that Israel is the main strategic partner for the two Greek states of Greece and Cyprus. This goes back to the 50s, okay? The Greeks and the Turks have never been good pals. Ankara is making statements for a dissolution of the Jewish state, trying to maximize the effects of the crisis that it has caused. Now, this commentary says that Turkey is part of the underground and openly facilitated the crisis in Israel. So the Turkish communications director, Fahrettin Altun, says, "We will continue to fight for Palestine in every international forum. We will do whatever it takes to end Israel's illegal stance. Our struggle will continue until Palestine is completely liberated. This illegality must end immediately." And then here he is, this head imam, in the Hagia Sophia, Ankara. Erdogan is trying to get to be the leader of the Muslim world everywhere now. He's really moving forward and taking advantage of this. He says that, so he wants to recruit them, the entire Muslim, according to this article, to serve his purposes, Turkey's purposes, which, of course, is the revived Ottoman Empire. He made a move of high religious symbolism, quote, and this is expected to have a serious impact on the extreme Islamists around the world. The president of the Turkish Directorate of Religious Affairs, which is the highest Islamic authority in Turkey, Ali Erbos, is held a ceremony in the Hagia Sophia, okay, the ancient Byzantine Eastern Orthodox Church, which was converted into a mosque. He made this ceremony with a sword in his hand. Okay. This was on May 13th. So that was yesterday. So he's in the pulpit, he's taking up the sword. Basically, he's calling for for Islamic jihad and to galvanize the entire Islamic world under Turkey. So then President Erdogan made threats against France and the EU. Now look, in Berlin and in Europe, the Palestinians today are showing up and having demonstrations with banners supporting Palestinian, quote, liberation. Okay, 6 million Turks and 35 million Muslims live in Europe. All of us are brothers, he said, announcing his plan to adopt all Muslims and all Islamic organizations around the world. This is the Ezekiel 38 move, where Gog and Magog, these ancient cities are in Turkey and are named that, are now coming together and coalescing. Okay? Unless the Lord stops it, it looks like this is going to be the forerunner, what's happening this week in Israel, to Ezekiel 38 and 39. Of course, all the leaders of the world are being pulled into it. The United Nations secretary saying this has got to stop. Boris in England is saying they need to stop hostilities right away. Of course, Israel is the culprit. Al Jazeera, the twisting of the narrative is absolutely unbelievable. If you believe the Hamas tells the truth and Islam as a religion is a truth-based religion, you need to go do your homework. As so Europe is now turning into an open prison for Muslims. Is that right? Well, then go back to your own countries. But anyway, that's me, you know. I just don't put up with nonsense. I can't stand lies. So, according to him, Erdogan, Muslims in Europe are the environment of hatred that was similar to the Jews before World War II. Well, that's a personal, biased, judgmental statement, isn't it? But he says that France and Macron have a bill that they're putting in to tackle extremist Islam. And because they say that Islam has nothing to do with European values, and that is an accurate statement. Human rights and religious freedom. And I in many years of studying Islam, before Hudna, which is you come in, Muslims do, and they're all nice and peaceful, and you take over the village. And then once you have a majority, you declare jihad. So it's a very deceiving type of religious institution. So Erdogan threatened France and said if this bill is implemented, it would be a guillotine against the French Republic. And then it would cause unrest among millions of Turks and Muslims living in Europe. And he openly threatened that there would be jihad, which he even announces in advance. Whoa. If that doesn't strike you as outrageous, I don't know what will in this day and age. May 14th, 2021.